lot you never know. Put a dynamagic, put a dynamagic with the lot you never show. Then you can watch a star and find out who you are exactly wanting to be, not me. Then go find your way around. Maybe you could be a clown. A clown with mystic powers and with eyes that watch from towers, not me. Put it down to magic, put it down to magic with the love you never know. Put it down to magic, put it down to magic with the love you never shown. Then maybe you will know just what good does show from knowing nothing at all. I ain't even in the race. You should see me change your face. And when there's nothing left to do, I see through you. Put a dynamagic, put a dynamagic with the love you never know. Put it down a magic, put it down a magic with the love you never show. Then maybe you will find that your peace of mind's not such a big one after all. Then go find your way around. Maybe you could be a clown. A clown with hidden powers and with eyes that watch from towers, not me.
Yeah, bum, 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 b correctly.
Kaluja, Chevy 39, going to El Monte Lisa Stadium. Pick up on my Lisa, she's so divine. Helps me stealing up caps, wasted all the time.
Fuzzy time.
She's so divine. Helps me stealing up caps with no time.
Fuzzy dice, bongo in the back. My ship of love, ready to attack.
Won't you please hear my plea?
the first thing that attracted me to the Mother's music was the fact that they played for 20 minutes and everybody was hissing and booing and falling off the dance floor. And Elmer was yelling at them to get off stage and turn down their amplifiers.
Yes, that was the Mothers of Invention from 1967, or 68 perhaps. Definitely recorded in 67, Uncle Meat. We heard Dog Breath in the Year of the Plague. And yes, this is Montreal Sound Arc on CKUT 90.3 FM. And yes, that was actually not a band from Montreal, but I'll explain why we played that. We did start with The Rabble after that, with a couple tracks from the album Give Us Back Elaine. We heard Put It Down to Magic and Please Set Me Free. As I mentioned last week, this week's show is all about the mid to late 60s. And the reason for that is that we are on the cusp of launching a new project, an oral history project, looking into the origins of the Montreal music scene. And we take that to mean the early to mid 60s, when groups on both the Anglo and Franco side of town were feeling a little more empowered to put on their own concerts, put out their own records, or at least get records put out, and put out their own zines, get politically active, all that stuff we know about the 60s. But when I say we, I mean Archive Montreal, the nonprofit organization that is behind this radio show, and which has huge archives of the local music and art scene going back to the 60s. So we're very excited to actually get some funding for this oral history project. And what I'm doing today is just giving an advanced taste. But I figured a nice start would be, take you back to that very period. I wasn't born yet at the time, but I do recall that very song that we just heard by the Mothers when I discovered that and started really digging it in the early 80s. One of my older cousins was like, "Yeah, I remember that. They played at the New Penelope in Montreal way back. Everyone loved that song." Sounded like, later figured out through some research that sure enough, the Mothers of Invention spent a couple of weeks in Montreal holding court for many shows at the New Penelope Cafe, which was one of the venues for that kind of underground music from here and elsewhere to be played. We are here till 5 p.m., by the way. It's only 3:25 right now, so there's quite a bit of music left to play. I'm going to take it back a few years to get a bit more of a well-rounded picture of what the scene sounded like back then. One of the first bands to make it reasonably big out of the Anglo-Montreal music scene in the 60s was JB and the Playboys. Put out one album filled with Dave Clark 5 and somewhat Beatles-esque tunes. Self-titled record. And coming up next here on Montreal Sound Dark is the song Love, Happiness, and Sweet You. JB and the Playboys, CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm happy just to see you when I can, dear, 'cause you always say sweet words to me. Oh, you're the one to be by my side, whatever may come. You could never make me sit and cry, dear, for you're always cheerful when I'm here. Oh, life is fun. Oh, you're the one to be by my side, whatever. You, happy just to see you when I can hear, 'cause you always say sweet words to me. Oh, life is fun. Oh, you're the one to be by my side, whatever may come. We'll be right back.
but never make me sit and cry, dear. For you're always cheerful when I'm near. Oh, life is fun. Oh, you're the one to keep by my side, whatever may come. To keep by my side, whatever may come. To keep by my side, whatever may come.
it's me, E. Yeah, that's right. This is question mark and experience, and you are listening to CKUT.
Yeah, all night long, a 96 year. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now.
Thank you.
Smooth, smooth 60s sounds there by Billy Martin, Montreal band leader. Started out in the 50s doing a lot of post-swing, early kind of rockin' R&B music. Did that through the mid-60s too, but then as everybody started doing the Motown-type sound, Stax, R&B, the funkier stuff came in. And that was one of the first of the funkier records of his, called Strawberry Soul. We heard the song Moonride. Another of the local soul R&B combos was the Majestics that we heard before that from the album Instrumental R&B, Crow Suey. And sandwiched that one in between another Billy Martin song from the same album, It's Your Life. And had another Majestics tune before that, 34 and a half. And let's see, Les Mercies were before that, with a little bit more of a yay yay take on R&B track. Their cover of Get Out of My Life, Woman, which they called Comment Peux-tu Me Quitter, and started the set with JB and the Playboys with Love, Happiness, and Sweet You from their self-titled album. This is an all-vinyl edition of Montreal Sound Arc here on CKUT. We are playing 60s music today. Been a while since we did all 60s show anyway. I'm gonna switch into a little bit of the more raw yay yay garage sounds. Again, these are a little bit earlier in the 60s, tend to be mid 60s. Of course, Quebec is particularly well known and still very well regarded for the huge amount of 60s punk bands, or more locally called yay yay bands, that we've had. Among the absolute best and best known are Les Lutins, although this is one of the more obscure tunes of theirs. This is Les Yeux Fermés by Les Lutins on Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3 FM. Yeah.
je m'en fous. J'ai déjà cette nécessité. Tu me demandes pardon. Laisse-tu fermer pour plus de froid. Laisse-tu fermer pour plus de froid.
Rencontrer. de son plus beau complet, il s'était habillé. Sûr que tous les regards se tourneraient vers lui. Une d'entre elles lui servait un sourire mignon. Lui demande une danse, mais lui perd son pantalon. Yeah. Pour éviter le scandale, il trébuchait ses talons tout son long parmi ses demoiselles. Et essaie par tous les moyens de s'excuser auprès d'elle, qui dit que malgré tout, il mérite une paire de bretelles.
This is Zebra Zebra, and you are listening to CKUT 90.3 Montreal.
boxcars, boxcars, wagons, and the coal and the cars, and grandfather car, my man, and Strauss and me. Moved out in a cave in his boots and underwear, bringing in a dirty car, my man, Strauss and me. Who howled on the knees in the subway, were dragging the rope with generations of enemies, car, my man, Strauss and me.
Cement and aluminum fast open their skulls and they up their brains and imagination.
Allen Ginsberg there with the Fugs from a Virgin Fugs, the I guess the second LP by the Mighty Fugs from 1965, and playing them because they are another band that had at least a couple of visits to Montreal in the late 60s, most notably at the new Penelope Cafe, which, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is one of the venues where a whole lot of the stuff happened. It's, if we can go back in time and get a taste of what it was like to see people like the Fugs and the Frank Zappa and the Mothers, so many people played at New Penelope that, well, hey, maybe we will go back in time and figure that out. This is Montreal Sound Arc and CKUT, and we're playing 60s music relating to an upcoming project that we have. It'll be an oral history of that exact period in the Montreal music scene. We'll be talking to whoever is out there that was there in the 60s, either attending shows or helping to put on shows and people who remember places like the New Penelope, the Yellow Door, the Esquire, lots of, well, actually, there were not, compared to today, there weren't that many venues where this kind of thing happened. It was, of course, a city less than half the size it is today, and unlike today, with mainstream access to all sorts of so-called alternative or indie bands, well, back then, these things were very much on the margins. There weren't any radio stations playing much in the way of really obscure stuff like the Fugs at that time. All the same, it was a bit more of an intimate scene, and so over the course of the next year, we are really looking forward to talking to people and doing an oral history of that. We've also got a lot of zines and posters and publications, photos, that kind of thing that we'll be digging up out of the archives of Archive Montreal and various collectors' collections. What I'm going to do for the second hour of this show is continue to play a mix of local Montreal music and music from people who were well remembered for having played in the city in the late 60s. So starting off this next set, this is a band called Life that, as far as I know, just put out the one self-titled LP in the late 60s. This is their cover of Hands of the Clock.
I was holding a dream in my hand. I felt a tender descent, but I wouldn't let go. Now I wanna have it back again. I wanna bring back yesterday. I didn't know much, I was smiling then. I've always wondered what tomorrow would bring, but now it don't mean a thing, cause all of the time's done. I could only have the hours I've been, when I knew I was meant to be. All the answers were so easy then, but then it took so long to see. Then I had to find to the days when I
probably the last song. Season of the Witch. All those people that want to dance close, get up and do it now.
look out my window. Well, what do you think I see? Over my shoulder.
look at me, look at me. I'm not crying. Take a look at me, look at me. But I'm not laughing.
the blues, catching up on all my dues, all the games that I have played. Man, I finally got the pay, making it out is such a drag. Running around just ain't my bag, but staying alone ain't the thing to do when I, when you're living in the blues, yeah. Cigarettes by the case, blended gently with a taste. Once helped to pass my time, made my pillow feel so kind. But as my end grows slowly closer, well, I feel my life is already over. It's so easy to lose when you're living in the blues, yeah. Living in the blues, catching up on all my dues, all the games that I have played. Man, I finally got it say, but as my end grows slowly closer, I feel my life is already over. It's so easy to lose when you're living in the blues, yeah.
Johnny Winter, believe it or not, Johnny Winter from the mid-60s, possibly from before his first blues record came out. A song called Out of Sight. The album was called About Blues. I think it's one of these shady compilations from the early 70s, compiling some B-sides and sessions that Johnny Winter did. But definitely one of the more psych rock tunes of his that we have ever heard on this show. Actually, it's probably the only time I've ever played him on this show, and I play him partly because he just passed away. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Johnny Winter, 70 years old, not so bad given that he was an albino and had, of course, a couple decades of heavy drug use, 60s, 70s, and so on. Finally left us, but definitely a long and storied history to that fellow. He also had played Montreal many, many, many times. And I think one of the more notable early appearances was somewhere around 1970 or 71 at the Autostade Jerry, or Jerry Park, as we call it now today. And another recently departed fellow before that, Jesse Winchester, from his first album. That was The Nudge. And there he was playing with Levon Helm on drums, who is also a somewhat recently departed. Robbie Robertson also appears on that very record. But Jesse Winchester was a very regular visitor to Montreal, to the point where I think at some point in the 60s, he actually lived here for a while. He definitely played many times at bars like the New Penelope Cafe, I believe the Yellow Door as well. I should take a moment too to mention, as I run down the rest of this set of psych music, it is also somewhat dedicated, with all these people who have recently passed away. I was very sad to learn that barely a month ago, Patrick Lundborg, he of Acid Archives fame. Now, there's a couple of volumes of a book called Acid Archives that for the past 10, 15 years has been the authoritative book about 1960s psychedelic music. Very sadly, Patrick was only 47 and was still very enthusiastic about the most recent edition of Acid Archives. It came out a few years ago. He had a very active blog going on about all the bands that people have been pointing out that were not included in the last edition of Acid Archives. And I'm sure anybody into 60s music, especially if you're deeply into psychedelia, will mourn the loss of such an authority on 60s music, Patrick. He would have liked, played a few tunes from bands that are both from Montreal or Montreal area and that are also included in the Acid Archives book. Freedom North was one of them. A very rare record from Montreal. We heard the song from their self-titled record, Take a Look at Me. Had Oliver Krauss before that. Their cover of Season of the Witch, Oliver Krauss being from, I believe, Granby, but played, of course, in Montreal quite a bit, and started the set with A Life, with their cover of Hands of the Clock. And playing these tunes today, I gotta wonder, I'll definitely be asking participants to our oral history project whether the Bill Hill, or Billy Hill, that plays guitar on the Freedom North album, on the Life album, and way back earlier in the show, we played J.B. and the Playboys. I'm going to ask, is that the same guy? If it is, then Bill Hill was definitely a prolific session guitarist in Montreal back in the day. Another band that was very fondly remembered for their sets at the New Penelope in the 60s in Montreal. This is Earth Opera, the song Time and Again, Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 9.3 FM. We'll be right back.
all new. Time and again, which one of these I see is really you? It is not clear, my eyes are dim. Could it be me?
Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Now when the sun comes out at night time, and when the moon shines in the day, well then I think it's time to get away. And then it's time to take a voyage to Baghdad, a voyage to Baghdad, a voyage to Baghdad. And when the fish start walking on the land, and when the cows swim in the sea, then I think it's time to get away. And then it's time to take a da 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 da. Now when heart is cold and gold is hard, and when dark is light and light is dark, well then I think it's time to get away. And then it's time to take a voyage to Baghdad, a voyage to Baghdad, a voyage to Baghdad.
Las palapatat, Monet, las palapatat. En sols que clars de mon afer és las palapatat. Va o bal tu les andi por esque me viei pat. Dans avec tu le bel fei és las palapatat. Sve tu le clubs me fer amb la faiet de la vil plat. Oble mon pa de fois a sop més las palapatat. Las palapatat, Monet, las palapatat. En sols que clars fem mon afer és las palapatat. Hey, las palapatat. Je pas marié, je pas personne pour m'chain le fond culot. J'con veux partir, je gagne vieux temps és las palapatat. Va monter seul la moitié du temps, mais quand l'idée me frappe, j'appelle Marie, la chatte y fait, mais je lâche pas la patate. Hey, lâche pas la patate, mon aigle, lâche pas la patate. Une chose qui est claire, je fais mon affaire, mais je lâche pas la patate. Un gros a pris spat. Volele ți bogaie, scrie, lași pa la patat. La grobog marga deidzi, sper că stă atrap. Șmevirit borge, curi, poge, lași la patat. Hei, je lași la patat, mone, je lași la patat. În șoși de clar, șfem un afer, je lași la patat. Hei, lași pa la patat, mone, lași pa la patat. În șoși de clar, șfem un afer, lași pa la patat. Hei, lași pa la patat, mone, lași pa la patat. În șoși de clar, șfem un afer, lași pa la patat.
That was Jimmy C. Newman. Complete break from the rest of the show there with his Cajun hit, Lâche pas la patate, which was a huge hit in Canada, especially in Quebec, of course, even though this fellow was born and raised in quite purebred Louisiana Cajun fellow. And playing him because he just died a couple of weeks ago. Yet another one gone. Jesse Winchester also had just passed on, etc. But Jimmy C. Newman from the Canadian pressing of his record Chante Cajun, Lâche pas ma patate. Back into the local 60s psychedelia before that with the band Mill Supply from their self-titled only album on Crescent Street Records, Voyage to Baghdad. And they started the set with one of the bands that played a few times in Montreal back in the day, Earth Opera, Time and Again from their self-titled album. I am going to leave you all with another band that was well-remembered for a long stretch of gigs that they had at the New Penelope Café in Montreal. And they are the Young Ones, New York. I think they're from New York. Anyway, an American sort of freedom jazz type band that resident jazz expert Andy Williams, who has his own show here on CKUT on Sunday afternoons, was telling me that from what he knows about the history of jazz and jazz in Montreal, I think the Young Ones had a great time in Montreal. In fact, one of them may have had a young one with a local lady. Might find out more about that as our oral history project gets underway. This is the Young Ones from their excellent LP, Is It Too Late? Black Elephant.
Shout out of trees!